Joining us now here in the Allstate Skyline studio is Tim Egan. He's the CEO of Roseland Community Hospital. And Tim, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Good morning.
We've talked a number of times on this show about the problems facing these very, very vital safety net community hospitals. And now we have the problem of these managed care organizations that are basically kind of the intermediary that you all are dependent upon for funding, but then where's the money? They're holding the money. And you're dealing with Medicaid clients.
Right.
That's the reimbursement.
Amen.
So there's legislation in Springfield. What are we trying to do here?
So we got about 10 different bills that are going to put an audit and oversight on the managed care organizations. When the state used to reimburse the hospitals directly, the denial rate was about 3-4%. Right now, the managed care organization denial rate is 26%.
26% of every dollar?
Every dollar.
Now, I mean, the concept of the MCOs was good. It was, I mean, in theory.
In theory, yes. Actually, when they started with the MCO program in Illinois, the safety net hospitals are actually allowed to play in the game. We had these accountable care entities, these ACEs, that we were able to manage our own lives that we cared for on a day-to-day basis. We were able to play in that game. And then the Rauner administration came in and said, you know, you safety net hospitals have to put $30 million into an account to make sure that you can cover all the claims. Come on, we're safety net hospitals.
Where's the $30 million? Right.
So now all the Medicaid lives are being shifted into these managed care organizations. Now, if you're looking at this globally, I think there was a story just in the news this week that because of Trump's tax laws, that, you know, Blue Cross Blue Shield just pocketed another $1.5 billion. You know, it's great that they are managed care and Medicaid in Illinois, so some guy in Bethesda, Maryland can get another new boat. But we're down there on the front lines taking care of people who are shot, stabbed, beaten, raped in our emergency room, and we can't get the dollars we need to survive.
So, in essence, this legislation you mentioned about auditing, whatever, but also it's basically to get you the cash.
Amen.
And
can't stress hard enough how the denial rate used to be 3-4% when the state of Illinois managed Medicare or Medicaid, and now it's 26% because the
and plus they sit on it.
Amen. 180 days, and then they deny, and then I have got to go out and hire a third party administrator to go back in and help me with the denials to rebill. You know, one of the most amazing things that ever happened is said, here's the new structure that you have to bill. You got to do it electronically. And you got to go through all these hoops and jump through and do this, do that, do that. Then we file everything electronically, and their system, one of the MCO systems went down.
Their system goes down.
Now you got to send us the manual bills. Like, oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Excuses.
Their job is to get the money from the state and hold on to it as long as they possibly can.
Have there been committee hearings yet on this legislation?
Absolutely. And, you know, I got to commend people like Senator Emil Jones III. I got to commend people like Camille Lilly, state representative, Kimberly Lightfoot. These people are on there, and they're pushing hard, and they're fighting, and they're going to make this stick. These audits have to happen.
Where does this legislation stand? Is it still in committee?
Yeah, it's moving. It's moving forward. I think what will happen is there are so many bills. Fred Crespo's another champ of ours. I think there are so many of these bills that are out there that there's probably going to be consolidated in one huge omnibus MCO bill. And I think that's what's going to pass through the House and the Senate.
But the insurance industry is very powerful.
Oh, they're fighting us. But, you know, no more glorious words have I heard from a governor of the state of Illinois than what JB put in his budget speech, that he's going to put an assessment on those MCOs. And he's going to generate $800 million new dollars for the Medicaid program.
That's part of the budget initiative. Absolutely. That would be matching funds then with the feds and kind of be a boost for all of that underprivileged care that's going on.
Absolutely. It'll generate about $390 million on the assessment, and then the feds match it. So we're rounding up to $800 million. But I can't stress again how wonderful it was to hear JB say that a couple weeks ago, because we've been pushing that bill for 3 years. We did it under the Rauner administration. We said, we don't want to be just here. We're safe at the hospitals with our hand out. We want to come to the table with solutions. And we came to the table with a solution 3 years ago.
Well, and that's been one of the frustrating thing, and it's been frustrating for both sides, because the idea of generating money to get those federal funds has been out there for a while.
Amen. You know, Illinois is one of the the state that's at the bottom of the list in terms of generating Medicaid dollars.
In recapture from matching funds from
absolutely. Every other state's way ahead of us. And we need to get in the front line, and we need to generate those dollars, and we need to save hospitals like Roseland Hospital.
Tim Egan, CEO from Roseland Community Hospital, thank you so much for joining me this morning. Sorry it was abbreviated, but I think the message is pretty clear about what needs to happen.
Amen. We need to invest in hospitals like Roseland, not divest. And that's what's happened in the last 10 years in the state of Illinois. They've divested in places like Roseland. The state needs to invest.
Tim, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, and happy St. Patrick's
Day. And a happy St. Patrick's Day to you.